Okay, I was asked to speak about a topic that I've really never touched on in the past years, the time period of Shovavim that we're about to begin, that we've just started. You know, Shovavim, Shmos Ve'era, Bo B'Shalach Yisro Mishpatim, Truma Tetzaveh sometimes. So what's it about? What are the messages? We probably won't get to everything this week in this packet, and there's other things to say. But there's a lot of marmakomos here, so we'll probably split it into two, but just the preparation, it just kept blossoming. So we'll see how we do, and maybe we'll touch on some other issues as well. Tshuva is good every day of the year. Tshuva means return, coming back to, lashuv. Right? The Mishnah tells us in Perkei Avos we have to do tshuva every day of our life. Right? The Mishnah tells us, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, source number one, second parak of Perkei Avos, Yikavod chavercha chavav lecha kishalcha, vati noach lichos, v'shuv yomecha lefnei misascha. And we don't know what day will be the one of 120, so we have to do tshuva every single day. There are specific time periods of tshuva, Tishrei, Elul and Tishrei, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, Zos Chanukah. Each of these are could be spoken about. Some have more basis than others. But then there is the topic that we're going to touch on, and that is Shovavim. Again, a time period that we don't hear about before 500 years ago. One of the earliest sources is found in the Leket Yosher, which is a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen was the basis for much of Ashkenazic minhagim. Many of the Tshuvas in the Trumas Hadeshen are quoted lahalacha in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Leket Yosher quotes that his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshen, Leket Yosher is all a compilation of the minhagim of the Trumas Hadeshen, his Rebbe. So he quotes there, in some form, some type of fasting that was done at this time of year. In a number of Sfarim at that time of history, they quote it in different forms. And the Leket Yosher, you have it, V'saman la'elu atani yoshovavim tat, right, which is the abbreviation for the next eight parshios that we have all the way basically until, you know, Purim Pesach time. Rashi Tevas, Shmos Be'er Bo B'Shalach Yisrael B'Shalach Shuvim Tzaveh, U'b'chol Shnas Ha'ibur. In some forms, it's quoted like that. In leap years, where there's an extra Adar, next year there's an extra Adar, but in leap years, they used to fast on Thursdays during Shovavim Tat. Why dafka is it in a leap year? Right, we add in the two words of the chaparas pasha. What, we do more averos during a leap year? You have more time between Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. That's true. It's 13 months. But, you know, just because you have that extra month. But there is some sort of fasting that is done at this time of year. The Magen Avraham quotes it. It's on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. It's on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham quotes in source number 3. There's, again, some form of this custom. Yesh Nogin B'Shanah Mu'uberes. L'kvoa Tainis B'chol Yom Hei Mi Parsha Shovavim Tad V'yishom Engam Parsha V'yakab Akudei Shema Yisrael. So there is this idea that started about 500 years ago. It sounds like it was prevalent in the days of the Shema Deshen, that it was, like people did it. It doesn't sound like it was something unusual. So what is this fast? What is it tshuva for? Is it just, you know, it's far away from Rosh Hashanah. And, you know, now that you finish Hanukkah, it's the dead of winter. You know, we have to focus on, it's always good to improve. It's always good to do that. But there's something deeper here in the name of the Arizal. The Arizal, again, quoted in the Be'er Heitev, quoted in other sources, the Arizal says, this specific time of year, the Shovavim, which is comes really from the word we know, Shuvu Banim Shovavim. Even though it's a Rashi Tevis, it's connected obviously to the Pasuk in Tanakh, to do tshuva, come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Arizal connects it to the sins of a lack of Kedusha. That's specifically what this time of year is to focus on. Sins that have to do with Jews not acting B'derech HaKedusha. Right, that's the Arizal. You gave it, again, the Be'er Heitev, on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes this, Kasav Arizal, Beperish Batorah, Shiyamelu Musugal, Masaki Navon, Kerry, Yoser, Mikol Hashana, Lamisan and Bahem. Balachain Maskal, Miparsha Shmos. Why Dafka? Why Dafka this time of year to focus on sins that have to do with a lack of Kedusha? Says the Arizal, and again, this is quoted by, expanded upon by other Mefarshim. Well, what's going on in the Parshias at this time of year? Again, each holiday, each Yontif, reflects an essence of the day. The Parshios, we assume, also reflect something. Parshias aren't haphazard. The Parshias reflect the essence of what's going on in the world, in the spiritual world at that time. What's going on for the next 3 months? Bnei Yisrael reached the lowest levels of Tumah. Bnei Yisrael are deep in the lowest levels, and they go from being in the lowest levels all the way up to Maimed Har Sinai, Yitzias Mitzrayim, building a Mishkan, building a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what this time period is about. That's what's in the world now. It's starting from the depths and being redeemed and going up. Right, the concept of the 49th levels of Tumah, it's not in Shas anywhere. It's not even in Midrashim. It's a Zohar. I just did a little research, but the Zohar quotes it in Parshas Yisro. I wasn't chazering Zohar. I was I have a computer. Somebody once said, it used to be, they used to say, oh, that man has a mind like a computer. Now they just say, that man has a computer. Right, so I have a computer, Baruch Hashem. So the Zohar in Parshas Yisro discusses that on the pasuk Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Zohar, I'll say to our parsha. So the Zohar says, the pasuk says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, shows Yisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, I am Hashem who took you out of Egypt. So the Zohar says, Hashem did an unbelievable present for us. Schus. He not only took us physically out of Egypt, we might say in English, he didn't only take us out of Egypt, he took Egypt out of us. To say it in a cute way. Egypt is called Ervas Haaretz. Right, that's what Egypt is called. It's called the Erva. Erva is the opposite of Kedusha. The impurity of the land. Then he took that out of the Jews. He took us from the lowest levels. And that's what the Zohar says. That was a special a gift Hashem gave us. Amarle, the middle of the fourth line. Tavches. What's Tavches in Zohar? Tachazi. In Gemara, it's Tashma. Right, but in Zohar, it's more of like spiritually, it's clearer. Right, for us, it's less clear. But it's clear. It's not just Tashma, it's Tachazi. Come and see, not just come and hear. So Tachazi. Bria Kadosh Baruch Hu lo asliyam Avraham. Hashem only made a condition with Avraham. El di yafik yasi Yisrael min galusa de Mitzrayim. He only made a tanayim brisman and basaram to take the Jews out of Galus Mitzrayim. Velo mitchos shibuda de dachla achra. Not to take us out of the shibud of the other dark side. Devadai Yisrael karavi b'Mitzrayim. Because surely when we were in Mitzrayim, istavu, we became impure. Ve'istanfu, and we became dirty. Garmeon, b'cholzini misavu, with all different impurities. Adavu shara tchos arboim b'teisha, there it is. Chili de misavusa. Till we were on the 49th level, whatever that means. V'kadosh baruch hu afig yason, he took us out, mitchos polcha nukol shar chelin. And he took us out, and he redeemed us. That's what's in the Bria, at this time of year, each year. Again, I'm not getting into why dafka leap years. We're just trying to do what we can to try to get messages of tshuva in a more nigla practical level. So it's a time to talk about Kedusha, bringing Kedusha into our lives. It's going to be more from a hashkafic point of view than a halachic discussion. Messages, how to raise up our lives, how to inspire ourselves, some practical suggestions. Again, I'm not going to get through all of it tonight, but this week, next week, hopefully we'll be able to cover. I'll give you the structure a little bit later. But it's an important topic to discuss, and it's not something that Judaism ever sweeps under the rug. Yadus has something to say about every area of our life, as we'll talk about soon. But there's an amazing comment. I saw this a number of years ago from the Aznayim LaTorah. It was in a Parsha Shir, 6-7 years ago. The Zayin LaTorah talks about, Rav Sorotzkin in source number 6, V'amartem alein, this is the beginning of the second half of Parshas Mitzorah. What's the second half of Parshas Mitzorah about? Zav, Zava, Nida, all the impurities that flow from the body. So says the Zayin LaTorah, Va'amar, because it says, I forgot the first part of the pasuk. Tell Moshe, tell Bnei Yisrael, va'amartem aleihem. Tell them. V'amart, not just va'amarta. V'amartem aleihem. Lo matzinu lashun zeh b'torah. U'memekoma ba leimor. B'lama lomar kan va'amartem aleihem. Say to them. What do you mean leimor? Litzavos al Moshe va'aron. To tell Moshe and Aaron. Sheshneim lo yimnu mi lomar lebnei Yisrael. Dine tuma zav v'zava v'nida u'lazir osam al zeh. Tell them loud and clear. Don't withhold. V'lo yachushel adivrei hanarganim. Don't be choshesh to those. Narganim is kind of a hard word to translate. Those people who say, isn't that pasnished? Isn't that inappropriate to talk about in a public setting? Moses and Aaron. Isn't that inappropriate? Sheyomer aleihem, kamo shanu regilim lishmoa bizman hazeh, shedvarim ke'elu odos eivari hamin shela'ish v'ha'isham oren es ha'tayvus. What are you talking about it? Again, we're not saying that it should be spoken about inappropriately in a to an age that is inappropriate, they're not ready to hear certain halachas. Now, I brought up this chus, I try to learn Shas Mishnayos with my kids for their bar mitzvah. It doesn't mean that I learn ksubis first. Right, when they're 8 years old, that's maybe not appropriate, but it doesn't mean you don't learn ksubis at some point. Right, but some people say, oh, it's Ma'or the Taiva, what are you talking about? There's a negatzni asamosur, v'en ladaber mizeberabim. How can you say that there's something religious about such topics? Chalila lahem lahatos azneim. L'divrei shachas geila. Moshe and Aaron, don't listen to these people. Why? Because in the right context, to the right age group, in the right way to say it, you have to say it. Ki yisharam darchei Hashem, tzadikim yochem ha'poshim yikashlubam. And if you think about it, and this is the sharp line, and these people that are saying such things, oh, how could you do that in public? How could you focus on that? Do they have filters on their phones? What kind of movies do they watch? All these people who say that, how could Judaism teach about these things? And how could the Gemara have some unusual graphic statements? How could the Gemara talk about that? But what do they do sometimes during their free time? What, it's inappropriate, so sanctify it. Sanctify it. Talk about it in a sanctified way. Hey, that's the way sometimes I try, let's say, the conversations that parents should have with their children at the proper age. At the proper age, they shouldn't learn about the birds and the bees from the street. Because then it gets a warped sense, Rachmana Litzlan, through Mishnayos. Through Mishnayos is a great way to talk about certain things in the proper age. In the proper age, in the proper way, and there's a Pesach there to talk about it. Because it's Torah. It's Kedusha. Tiresh, eh, mevakrim b'tiatrot, they go to theaters, ubati shashuim, v'shomim sham nivopeh, miprutzim uprutzos, v'nenim mehem molech afneem, nachas v'tzchok amargala erva, alveira avo b'beis ha-medrash, oh, v'safkun litznuim. How can you talk about this in the Beis Medrash? Outside the Beis Medrash, there's no problem talking about everything. So Zion LaTorah says, it's something to talk about. Again, in an appropriate way, in an appropriate setting. So we'll try to touch on some ways of raising our minds and our hearts, l'kedusha v'tahara. So let's talk a little bit about kedusha first. Let's talk a little bit about kedusha. Again, this is what we're supposed to do at this time of year: to try to come back to our roots, lashuv. Judaism is unique in its outlook on this private, quote-unquote private, supposed to be, private part of our lives. The physical relationship we'll call it between a husband and a wife, the private parts of one's body. Judaism has what to say about it, very different than all other religions. We don't believe in either extreme. The Christians believe that this is a dirty, we'll call it, should be rejected part of the body. Okay, human beings. Okay, what can you do? You have to get married. But the holiest people in Christianity do not get married. They don't talk too much. They don't eat too much. The Pope will never yarshin the position to his child because the holiest people stay away. Because it's something that is not in the realm of spirituality. It's not in the realm of holiness. Right? A husband and a wife being together is not holy in their world. But then you have the other extreme. We just celebrated Hanukkah. What do the Greeks believe? The ultimate holiness is the human body. The ultimate holiness is to worship the body and worship the physical and idealize and the stronger you are, and it's all about the physical and celebrate the physical. That's the opposite. The Christians reject it. The Greeks and other hedonistic, you know, cultures focus on it. And Yadus does not believe in either extreme. We sanctify it. We say it's something that is very powerful. It's the strongest desire that a human being has, especially the man. Especially male. It's the strongest desire and yetzahara that Hashem put into us. That's put into us to be totally rejected. It's kind of hard. Once you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's hard to say that the strongest desire has no outlet whatsoever in the world of holiness. So we believe, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is there for a purpose. And Judaism believes that this is something to focus on. It's something beautiful in the proper context. And it's a way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. Marriage itself is called Kiddushin. Kiddusha, sanctification. That's what marriage is. Right? In other religions, the Misader HaMarriage is never going to be married. Misader Kiddusha doesn't have to be married, but we believe that it's Davar Shebikdusha. The physical connection between a husband and a wife, between a man and a woman. The nesivus, we've learned some nesivuses this year, right? The Mekar Chaim on Hilchas Pesach, but he has many svarim, Beis Yaakov, Torah's Gittin, the nesivus, but he also has a commentary on Shir HaShirim. And in his Hakdama to Shir HaShirim, the nesivus in source number 7 gives a mashal for the relationship between a husband and a wife, and this part of our lives, the sexual part of our lives. The Nesivus gives a mashal about it. Let's do the mashal and then we'll get back. He says this point and then he gives the mashal. But what's the mashal? He gives the mashal, line 6. B'migdal shahayim alachto v'noi tavniso nis'ale al kol shumto v'yofi malachal oner chaylov. There's a tower in a certain place. It is the most beautiful, gorgeous tower that exists in the entire world. People come from all over the world to see the tower, to witness it, to take pictures, to take selfies, to take whatever. This tower is unbelievable. Beautiful. The Eden Gan Lodima Elov Biyafyo. Gan Eden doesn't even measure up to this tower. Uba Acher Va'asat Siur Al Haniyar Miyofi Hamigdal. And an artist came and drew a beautiful, lifelike picture of the tower. You look at the picture, you like get the whole, you get the tower when you see it. Shashar tzir noa muhudar, v'yanira b'tziro ki'ilu amigdal, ki'ilu mamish banu l'talpiyot, v'kulam ha'yalom d'menu noi bin yamigdal. You look at that picture of the tower, it's unbelievable. Even though they've never seen the tower, you can just look at the picture and see it. Af shi'in anir lahem, v'chol olam ha'yunenim minoi bin yamigdal mitzir ha'nayad. Right, people started looking at the tower and at the picture of the tower, and that's it. That's all they had to look at. The achagach bo adam acher rama alalim, an evil person came. V'lichlech atziur bedvarim meusim umusrachim. Somebody came and scribbled over the whole gorgeous picture of the tower. Achaya mosles takel. They put disgusting colors and pictures on top of the tower. Now people look at it and they're grossed out and it's gross and dirty. If you think about it, it's just... And people started not just to think that the picture of the tower was disgusting, people started to think that the tower itself is dirty because they couldn't separate from the way it was presented. Because when you start thinking about the tower, you identify it with how it was colored by this evil person. And now it's all dirty and disgusting. The relationship between a husband and a wife, between a man and a woman, and the private parts of our body is something beautiful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into us. And it's something to be cherished, and that's why there are so many areas of halacha, and before you get married, you learn about it. But it's something that is inherently beautiful. The world has hijacked this topic and made it disgusting. And made it, and ruined what it's supposed to be used for. And they've taken everything beautiful out of it because it's become so public and so, you know, many partners, and it's lost its inner beauty. But it says in Nesivos, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. It's Kedusha. It has beauty. It's a sefer of Malamed has. Malamed has many of the modern Sfarim, Halachic Sfarim out that many are very popular. So he has one sefer that should not be learned before one gets married. That's why it doesn't usually come with the set. It's a different color. It's white. It's called Simchas Habayis. But there's one quote here that is an important quote. He's talking about this concept that it's something that's kadosh. It's something that at the right time, it's something to focus on. He says, right after Maamad Har Sinai, one would think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell you, now go learn for 10 hours. Go do something really spiritual. Now that you have Aseres HaDibros, you have Maamad Har Sinai. And what does he tell us? Shuvu Lachem La'alechem. Go back to your tents. What does go back to your tents means? Go back to your wives. It means husband and wives. You could be together. Right from Har Sinai. Shuvu Lachem La'alechem. Pirshu Chachamim L'simchas Ona. Husbands and wives should be together. Mishenu Maven as Erech HaMitzvah, says Rav Malamed. Someone who does not appreciate what this area of life is about. That this is also Kedusha. We have to figure out how to be Mekadesh our lives even when we're not at that stage yet. And how to make sure that we are Jews who realize the sanctity of the concept. And then we'll have to talk about how to, you know, guard ourselves. But if somebody doesn't realize the erech yachol lachshov shalachar amayvad aniskav shalmatan Torah ein roi lasuk b'dvarim shekeila, what are you talking about, Kadosh Baruch Hu? Ulam adrach elokit hayta hafucha. Hashem is exactly the opposite. Shuvu l'simchas ona mashma da adarabba. Dafka mitocha kedusha shizgals of matan Torah, through the kedusha of matan Torah. Then now it's put into a context. And Matan Torah is called the marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. The last Mishnah in Tainus, B'yom Chasunaso ze Matan Torah, Yom Simchas Libo ze Binyan Beis HaMikdash. V'dover ze, line 12, Kashe l'rabim mechach miyomos ha'olam. It's very hard for other nations to understand this, as we mentioned. Gila daitam, ta'anuge olam hazeh, shayachim l'chomer l'chait, u'menutakim me'inyani ha'kedusha ruchaniim. This is ruchani. Eating is ruchani. Right, celebrating in the physical way, but that's our job. Our job is to teach the world that Kedusha is everywhere, even and maybe especially this. This is also Avodas Hashem. One of our goals in life that we are charged to do is to be Kadosh. Kedoshim tiyu. Mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. What's the definition of Kedusha? Sanctity. What does that mean? Separate. We call Hashem Kadosh. Atah Kadosh, Shimcha Kadosh. So we all make a big deal, which we should make a big deal, about the first Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim. Kedoshim Tiyu, Novel Brishos HaTorah. What about Rashi? Rashi not as exciting. Doesn't have the whole 20-line, top 10 Ramban in the beginning of Kedoshim. But Rashi defines Kedusha. Rashi says, Kadoshim Tiyu Ave Prushim Min Ha'arayus Min Aveira. To be a Kadosh is to be a Kadosh in this area of Arayos. Again, what we've been talking about up till now, the permitted beautiful elements after one is married, and the Aser forbidden elements to stay away from before one is married. That's a major part of Kedusha. Shekol Makam Shadamotzi Geder Erevata Motzi Kedusha. wherever one finds a discussion of erva, you find kedusha. Isha zona v'chalala ani yesha mekadishchem. Right, a kohen has more kedusha, and he has more rules about who he's not allowed to marry. V'lo yichalal zaro ani yesha mekadisho. Kedusha miu isha zona v'chalala v'chulu. So prushim in ha'arayos, having self control in this area. A long time ago, it used to be much simpler. 5,781 years ago. Things were much simpler back then. Adam and Chava, lefnei hachet. Torah describes them. They were created right before the chet of the Eitz Hadas. The pasuk says they were arumim, they were naked, velo yisposhashu, and they were not embarrassed by their nakedness. Right, very different. Fast forward, the end of the next parak, they were hiding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trying to cover themselves. The Svarno says, on that pasuk, velo yisposhashu, they weren't embarrassed. Ki az, at that time, before there was an internal Yetzirah within us, then every part of our body was equal. We had certain physical things that we had to do, but it was all serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiaz, at that point, says the Svarno, Hayukal Puloseyem V'chalei Vareyem Lazaz Berson Konem Bilvad. Every action, every limb, every organ of our body was to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's there to be embarrassed about? Is a baby embarrassed when a baby is changed? Baby's not embarrassed. Baby doesn't have a Yetzihara. Okay, a baby will be changed in the middle of the mall. The baby won't care. Everybody else in the mall might care. Right? You have a two-year-old that has to go to the bathroom on the side of the road. Some adults should be more embarrassed. But the two-year-old doesn't get what? All the limbs are equal. That's naivete, that tzmimus. Like Adam and Chava, lefnei achet. A man and a woman being together to reproduce is kepulas achila v'shasiya. It's like eating and drinking. It's like the mouth, the face, the hands. Because at that point it wasn't as challenging. But now we have an internal Yetzirah. Post-chet, we have more of a challenge. And maybe in our generation, it's super challenging. I just heard in the car on the way here, I was listening to a shir. So the Rav quoted the Arachayim HaKadosh, I don't know where it is. It says, nowadays, we're even lower than the 49th level of Toma. How is that possible? I thought there's only 49. No, it's even lower. It's possible if you have the Torah. I don't know what that means exactly. But he says, before they had the Torah, if they got after 49, then done. But now the Torah is so powerful that it could bring us back even from lower than the 49th level of Toma. There's a Gemara like that. The Torah is more powerful once you have it. But so it's a very challenging generation. Since Adam and Chava even. But we have to recognize that this is an area where we could prove ourselves to be a Kadosh. To be Kadoshim to you. To be a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. To teach the world what it means to be a Kadosh. In both directions. To limit ourselves in certain areas, and also to teach what Kedusha means between a husband and a wife. Right, there are many sources. The Rambam tells us in Mor Nevuchim that the mitzvah of Mila is to help us in this regard. The mitzvah of Mila somehow, minimizes the Koach HaTaiva in that area. And that's why Dafka, the oath that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hashem, didn't give us an extra earlobe that you had to have to cut off. Hashem could have done a foreskin on the earlobe, right? Could have put the extra piece of skin anywhere. But it's dafk in the makom where maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to help us remember the os that we remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu with is in that spot where we have to sanctify ourselves. So this is what Kedusha is about. So let's talk a little bit how to do it. Again, Kedusha, Prushim in Ha'arayos, let's start a little bit. And then again, we're going to get to most of the strategies by the Shem next week. But first, at least, let's talk about one topic. Taras HaMachshava. Taras HaMachshava. Everything starts with Machshava. Everything starts with our thoughts. unless we're misasik, which we discussed in Shir, unless we're misasik and we're not thinking and we have no idea what we're doing, most things that we do wrong start with a premeditated thought. Our thoughts are crucial. We have to recognize that, that thoughts aren't just thoughts. Even though the Gemara says we're not punished for thoughts, except by Avodah Zarah, but they're very significant. They're private, but they're significant. The Nefesh HaChaim writes, in source number 12, at the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Aleph, the context of that Nefesh HaChaim is that every little thing we do in this world has unbelievable effects in Shamayim. Everything we do. You say an Amen, it's unfathomable. Like sometimes we're like somebody wants to leave davening early for like just like before the last Kaddish. Can you imagine a Yehishmei Rabba? It's infinite. An infinite. You say one of the grah, sort of that. I travel over seven seas to say Amen to the Bracha of Yechasreinu. Bracha Drabanan. One Amen. We can't fathom. So that's the context of the Nefesh HaChaim. We can't fathom every little thing we do, the effects that it has in Shemayim. The effects that it has. And he continues and says, a machshava tahora and a machmar l'slan, a machshava temeya. Without trying to control it, we have to recognize that our thoughts are so significant. Besides the fact of what it could lead to. But we have to try to recognize about controlling, of focusing, of having pure thoughts throughout our day, throughout our life. And he quotes a very graphic mashal. The first part is just saying, Marabu Masav Ma'od Galavaromo, human beings, unbelievable power. Shekol Echad Olek Fisha, Sharsha Lifo Pulasa, every action goes up, every little significant event. And then he says, and thoughts in a certain way are even deeper. But Esa Sher Yitra Yatur Adam Lachshov Bil Vavo Machshava Shalot Tahor Beniyaf Rachmana Litzlan. We have an inappropriate thought. Har Yumachnes Zona Beis Kachi Hakadoshim. Our thoughts are so private. It's our inner sanctum. So if we do an aveira with our bodies, okay, we're doing an aveira with the part of us that we share with the animals. But this is the unique part of our existence. It's bringing something tameh into the Kodesh Kadosh. A thought, just a thought. What's a fleeting thought? Okay, we're going to talk about fleeting, and we're going to talk about what Hashem expects of us. It's even so powerful, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, we know that one is not supposed to think Torah thoughts in the bathroom. Not supposed to think Torah thoughts in the bathroom. Right? Mutar lahar b'divrei Torah, chutz mibeis hamerchos beis hakiseh. Except in the bathroom. Maybe in the shower also. Somebody asked me last week, you're allowed to listen to Jewish music in the shower? You allowed to listen to Jewish music in the shower? Probably, yeah. I mean, you don't really think about the words. You're just kind of into the tune. You don't think about the music. I think about Willie Paskin that. But I think generally it's, you know, if you're thinking about the words and the psukim, okay, maybe it's better to maybe listen to just go put on some, I don't know, Dvekus English songs. You know, to listen to you know, Conversations in the Womb, or, you know, some of the other ones don't have any Torah thoughts, something, they're all Torah, but anyways, that's the halacha. And Rabbeinu Yonin in Shari Tshuva discusses the importance of this. It's giving kavod to the Torah, not thinking about Torah in the bathroom, because we recognize that we don't want to bring that Davar Shebekdusha into the bathroom. Explains the Sefer Chassidim, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, one of the Baalei HaTosfos. If somebody's having an inappropriate thought, and one's in the bathroom, one's in the shower, think about Torah. Think about Torah. Think about Torah. Because having the inappropriate thought is a worse bizayon. Think about Torah. Source 15. Mutar l'hara chus mibeis hamerchas l'hafrish adam min aveira mutar. Because the power of a thought, not only our actions have to be pure, our thoughts. The goal of a Jew is to not only have pure actions, but have pure thoughts. That's our goal. That's also Kedusha. Nobody knows. It's inside. It's inside. It's very private. It's just between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about that. Hegyon Libi. What's inside? The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, Daf Chav Tes, Hirhurei Avera Kashin Me Avera. Thinking about Avera is worse. What do you mean, worse? Kashin Me Avera. I shouldn't say worse. It's harsher. The thinking about Avera is even harsher than the Avera itself. What does that mean? You're not punished for a thought. Bezdin's not going to, you know, there are no Edim. What does it mean, Kashin Me Avera? So Rashi quotes. Rashi. Tavas not here. Avera generally is in this realm. Tavas nashim kashim lahachish as psaro yoser migufish omaisa. It somehow weakens me more than the act. Maybe Rashi's saying that an act, fine, I did it, do tshuva for it. But if it's just a thought, it can linger. Could linger. The Sfasema says it's harder to get rid of an inappropriate thought. But the Maritz Chayas on that Gemara quotes the Rambam of the Morna Vuchim. He just quotes it. I didn't give it to you inside, but he quotes the Rambam of the Morna Vuchim. Like what we said before. Because it's Kashin Me'avera. If we do an Avera with our bodies, okay, we did it. It's terrible. But that's our animal side. Avera Avera is bringing it into the unique human Seichel, special Kodesh Kadashim. And in a certain sense, it's Kashin Me'avera. That's an area that has to remain pure as much as possible. It's impossible to be perfect. Hashem doesn't expect that from us. To never think about anything inappropriate. Never, ever. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Kuf Samach Dalet, all the way at the end of the Masechta, Shalosh Averos in Adam Nitzel Man B'chol Yom, three sins. A person every day has a little bit. Here are Avera, number one. Iyun Tfila, Lashon Hara. Each one of these could be discussed. We're not going to do it right now. But here are Avera. But we have to recognize, yes, a little bit, a fleeting, but we have to recognize that we can have control. There are always lapses. There are always lapses, but we have to make sure it's a lapse. It's a short lapse. We could keep it out. A chassid once came to the Magid of Mezrich and said, Rebbe, I'm having some trouble in this area. Some machshavos ain't on tahoros. What could I do? So he says, go visit, I have the story here, I don't want to get the names right. Go to Zetmir and visit a certain tzaddik, Reb Zev Wolf. Okay, go to Zetmir and, okay. The chassidish Rebbe tells you to do something, you do it. So he goes to Zetmir and he gets there, and of course, like most Hasidic stories, it was snowing and freezing and windy, and he didn't know how to find it, and finally he gets there late at night, and he knocks on the door, nobody answers. Knocks on the door hard, nobody answers. Finally, he looks through the window, he rubs the, he sees he's sitting right in there learning. He bangs on the window, he's banging on the door. This guy's deaf. Maybe that's why. If somebody's deaf, so then no thoughts. Doesn't know what. So he sits down outside. What is he supposed to do? But 10 minutes later, the host comes, opens the door, and says, "No, Reb Yid, come inside." He's like, "You heard me? Yeah, come inside. Make yourself warm." He sits down. He says, "God, I was just about Shem Tov said to come here." He's like, "Yeah, I know." So he says, "What was that about? Why didn't you let me in?" So Reb Zev Wolf says, if I would let you in, you would think, yeah, you could come in, you could go out, I could let you in, I could let you out. Keeping you outside for a few minutes showed that I could be in control of what comes in and what comes out. I could be in control of what comes in and what comes out. And the Baal Shem Tov taught me, not the Magid Mezrich taught me, that we could be in control of what comes in and what comes out, whether it's our house, whether it's our mind. So, it's a challenging area, but this is the first step of Kedusha, having Taras HaMachshava. How do we do it? So that we'll have to leave for part two next time, but just to give you the Rosh Hashanah Prakim, we'll talk about five things. Just mention the titles. You see them already. The Marmakomas, you want to give it back to me, I'll bring it next week. If not, you can hold on to it. Torah, Tefillah, Shmiras Einayim, Shviras Ataivas, and Simcha. Five strategies to try to sanctify our life, to purify our thoughts, and at any stage of life, pre-marriage, post-marriage, older, younger, these are things to work on. And Hashem should give us Yata Deshmaya as we start the Shovavim. It should just be on our minds. What did we learn tonight? Just one thing. We have to be Kedoshim. We have to make sure, try to do our best to keep even our Machshavos to Horos. And B'ezras Hashem, next week we'll talk about some strategies in terms of how to do it. Okay, we'll stop here.